AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration says there is no sign that Russian President Vladimir Putin is easing the troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden says Putin keeps building forces along the border.
This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. So this would change the world.
And would lead to serious consequences for Russia and perhaps personal sanctions against Putin. But it's still tough to know if there will be an invasion.
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says he has no intention of putting troops in Ukraine. He's already ordered some 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert for potential deployment to Europe. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says more could be added.
We're not taking anything off the table right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Videos were played in a federal court in Minneapolis showing George Floyd gasping for air as bystanders warned that fellow officer Derek Chauvin was killing him. Three former Minneapolis police officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis wants COVID patients in his state to still be treated with two antibody drugs that the FDA says are not effective against the Omicron variant.
So this is wrong what they're doing. And we have many people now who are very concerned because they were going to go in and get it today or tomorrow. And now they're being told that it would be illegal for a provider to give it to them. All based off one observational, non-peer-reviewed study.
Federal officials say the FDA decision was supported by several independent studies, including a peer-reviewed paper published in the journal Nature last month. The two manufacturers, Regeneron and Eli Lilly, both agree with the findings. This is AP News. The global computer chip supply disruption continues to cause severe problems in the U.S., driving up costs and shortages.
The Commerce Department says companies that use semiconductors are down to less than 5 days of inventory, a sharp drop from 40 days in 2019. Chips used to produce automobiles and medical devices are especially scarce. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the supply chain for semiconductors remains fragile. The Biden administration is calling on Congress to pass stalled legislation that would provide $52 billion for domestic semiconductor production. Chip shortages have disrupted car production during the pandemic, raising prices. Still, it would take years for semiconductor factories to begin operation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
David Ortiz, the Boston Red Sox big poppy, is in the Baseball Hall of Fame on his first turn on the ballot. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling were denied entry to Cooperstown in their final year of voting by the baseball writers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.